This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up later in the show tonight, Jerry, you look confused. I don't think you had your headphones on quite yet as a little clip from a video that...
No, I heard
oh, you
the
did
thing,
hear it. Okay.
But I'm confused because I don't know the context
yes.
of the video.
Yeah, yeah. It is a man going into a police department in B County, and I believe that to be Texas, but I didn't actually check that. And he is one of the Photography is Not a Crime correspondents.
Okay.
asking so for a complaint form.
This is a story that you did mention beforehand.
Yeah.
I was just trying to, you know, like run through my mind all of the stories that we discussed and which one somebody would be requesting a name and address for.
Yeah, so I want to get into that. There's some audio. It's pretty interesting. We'll share that with you coming up a little bit later. I was just kind of getting it ready. So that's on the way. But to start things out here tonight, surprise, surprise. Looks like Mexico's not going to be paying for that wall after all.
You are!
DailyNews.com. And I love the headline here, Daryl. By the way, Daryl and Ian in the studio here tonight on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever it is you want to. So anyway, headline at the New York Daily News, President-elect Donald Trump will ask American taxpayers, not Mexico, to fund border wall, reports. Now, the news media loves to do this, and you're an editor by trade. That's one of the things you do. You edit
yes.
books. You publish books over at fpp.cc. We've been talking more about your Liberty Lobby efforts recently,
yes.
but you're still doing fpp.cc.
Correct.
And publishing is one of the things you do. You edit a newspaper. You edit people's books for them. You publish their books.
Yes.
And do you edit your own books, or do you send those off to a different editor?
Yes. So I'll do my own editing mm-hmm. and then send those off to somebody.
Okay. Makes sense, right? To have a different set of
right.
eyes look at something. So, whenever I see the news media say the government's going to ask you to do something, I'm always amused by it because how many times does that actually happen? Is Donald Trump going to actually get up in front of a podium or behind a podium and say, all right, I'm asking you guys, please go to GoFundMe.com/border wall and chip in. We need to build this wall, but we're not going to do it with taxes. I mean, is that going to happen?
No.
Of course not. Because
just like when police ask you to do something, generally either they're asking you because, well, in order for them to do it without asking, they have to get a warrant, and that requires paperwork, and
that's
they
right.
don't want to fill out paperwork. So they have to ask you to search your car. Otherwise, you know, I have to do paperwork to be able to search your car, or I'm going to have to ask you to back away from here, sir, to where they are basically demanding that you do something,
but they don't want
throw
you to think
the word ask
yeah.
in there to make you think, oh, well, he's just asking
me
nicely.
And if you're ever unsure, you can always ask the cops in a situation where they've used some sort of threatening sounding thing to you, or they're not really being clear as to what they want, or maybe you just want to make sure that they're clarifying what they want. You can always say, are you asking or are you ordering? And then usually they will go ahead and clarify.
Am I required to do this?
That's one way to put it, but I like to ask.
Because I know you like to ask, are you asking? And
mm-hmm.
then they'll always do that weird obfuscation. Well, I have to ask you to get
Not
back
always.
In the car.
No, frequently they will clarify. In my experience, they will go ahead and clarify for you when
Unlike
you ask
the
them.
The third time you ask.
Well, it depends. The situation, it depends. But the government doesn't have to ask in most instances because they have the ability to tax.
Right.
They can just take.
No, what he's going to ask is he's going to ask Congress to pass a bill, And then whether they do or not,
yeah.
You know, that's the only thing that's up for question. But whether or not you're going to pay for it if Congress passes the bill, and the claim that I saw earlier today, and I've not read the article, so mm-hmm. I've just been going off of, you know, like summaries of stuff. A couple people posted that apparently Trump wants to add a tariff on goods imported from Mexico and claim that that is Mexico paying for it. No.
That's the U.S. consumer that's paying for it.
You, Ian, right. And me, Daryl, paying for things that get imported from Mexico.
Unless, of course, you don't buy things that are imported from Mexico, which then in that case you wouldn't be paying
right.
for. But the American
where
people
else are you going to get a Coca-Cola with actual cane sugar unless you buy it that was
point.
Imported from Mexico?
You could probably import it from India or something like that or wherever else
nope.
it is they have. No, it's
you
only
go
Mexico?
To Target. And the only Coca-Cola with the actual sugar, it says, like, they've even started putting on the stuff, Mexican cola.
Well, all I was saying is Mexico is probably not the only country in the world with sugar-based Coca-Cola, but yes, they're the closest one, and so therefore the colas would be the cheaper.
That's the one where you're going
options.
To find in the store if
right.
you find it in the store.
Which, of course, is worth pointing out. The reason for that is because the government has essentially put tariffs on sugar, and so therefore
yes.
it is more profitable for companies to manufacture soft drinks with corn syrup.
Well, not only that, but the corn is being subsidized. So then people, well, I'm just going to use corn syrup, the high fructose corn syrup that apparently I think I remember reading a couple years ago some of the corn syrup manufacturers were trying to get the FDA to relabel high fructose corn syrup as corn sugar. But, yeah, the reason there's so much corn in stuff is mm-hmm. that corn is subsidized. So
right.
what happens when things are subsidized?
You
get
more
of it. And then people have to figure out ways to, let's see what we can do with this corn.
So, story from New York Daily News. Donald Trump and House Republicans are exploring options to make good on the president-elect's promise to build a wall along the country's southern border. But it would be American taxpayers, not Mexico, who would cough up for the multi-billion dollar project, according to officials. Trump representatives have told GOP lawmakers in private meetings that they hope to use a Bush-era law that would allow the Republican-led Congress to use tax dollars to foot a border wall, according to multiple reports. Since Congress would have nowhere near enough money, Trump transition officials have reportedly told Republicans they'd like to secure funding by folding the wall into a must-pass spending bill, like the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization
Act. Well, that one's already got passed for
the
year.
They'll do another one.
Yeah.
They do one every year.
Well, true, and they've not actually passed a full budget in a long time, so, you know, there's going to have to be some, hey, let's, you know, reauthorize spending for the next 6 months sort of thing that gets passed. Just throw it in there. And I'm looking to see if there's any new information on the wall, and one of the stories from the Washington Post, Congress looks to start building Mexican border wall within months.
Well, it's the government, of course, so they're going to take longer than you probably are expecting that they might take. And, of course, it's going to be more expensive than they imagined that it would be.
And as I suspected, the federal spending authority currently expires April 28th, so they've just got a couple of months before they have to pass another temporary budget.
Well, according to Indiana Republican Luke Messer, a U.S. representative, he said, quote, if tied to the rest of government funding, it's much harder for the Democrats to stop. And by the way, I think it's much harder for Democrats to vote against it if what you're doing is authorizing funding for an existing law, he said. But while congressionally feasible, says the Daily News, such a plan would shatter one of Trump's main campaign promises, which was to make Mexico pay for the behemoth border barrier. And if you recall, we discussed his proposal during the campaign season. The proposal was to tax remittances. Now,
correct.
A remittance is like a Western Union or a MoneyGram, a money transmitter that takes from one party and transmits it to another party, a recipient.
Yeah, it could also be, you know, like a bank wire, an ACH transfer.
I don't know. I'll have to check on that one. I've never heard ACH called a remittance, but it might qualify.
I believe it's a form of.
Okay. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In this case, it would be international remittances specifically to Mexico that he was supposed to target. And ACH is, I think, only within the Federal Reserve System. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about this plan coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here in the studio tonight, you do have me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Oh, no. The dreaded noise is back on the microphone just after we thought
I think I know
it.
What it is now.
What do you think it is?
The cable that runs from the mic stop to the microphone.
It could be, but I thought we switched that out before.
Nope. No, okay. What you did last time, you removed the mic stop and...
I'm pretty sure I switched that cable out before, too.
I don't think you did.
All right. Well, we'll try that one, too. Welcome back, Melanie. Your mic's broken. We, of course, will take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the Donald Trump campaign promise, the big one, about the Mexican border wall. Well, turns out the plan is no longer to make Mexico pay for it, which was, you know, the big selling point for people. It's like, oh, we don't want this to be a big government boondoggle that the American people have to pay for, because you know it's going to be a big government boondoggle, so make the Mexican people pay for it. And the idea was originally proposed that it would be done through remittances. Now, we were kind of debating over, well, what is a remittance? And it depends where you look. When you search it on Google, the definition that comes up is the simplest one. A sum of money sent, especially by mail, in payment for goods or services or as a gift. However, the Wikipedia says that a remittance is a transfer of money by a foreign worker to an individual in his or her home country. So that's a pretty big difference in definitions there.
Yes.
And when I was thinking of remittances, I didn't necessarily think that it had to do with crossing international borders, but just an electronic sending of money like a MoneyGram or Western Union. So when Trump was talking about it, he was talking about the kind that goes across the border. He was talking about Mexican workers, family members here in the United States sending money back to family back in Mexico.
Right, and that could
and
be in
that.
Several different ways. Obviously, he's not going to be able to tax it if somebody slaps it in an envelope and doesn't say, there's money in the envelope.
Right, but that's risky because then you're risking a border agent searching the envelope or scanning it.
I mean, forget about a border agent. I wouldn't be putting wads of cash in an envelope to just mail, you know, across town or to another state. I mean, that's... I wouldn't even do that with, like, FedEx or UPS. I would not just mail piles of cash.
Oh, I agree with you. It's highly risky. And I've heard it's illegal, but I don't know if that's true. I just think it's a bad idea to send cash in.
I don't think it's illegal. They tell you not to, but it's more of a, you know, hey, this is stupid, then we'll...
Because they know that some of their postal employees are not honest and might actually take the money, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I'm not going to really fault them on that, even though they're the feds, there's enough to fault them on, right?
Wait, you're not going to fault them for stealing the money or fault...
I'm not going to fault the post office as an entity for that, because if you're that big and you're hiring that many people, I mean, even
they
if you
do have as many employees as the Army or whatever, there's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're only hiring a few people, like, Walmart knows that some of their employees are going to steal. I'm not going to be like, well, Walmart, the five CEOs should go and personally only hire people who they personally trust. Like,
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Right.
You're not, first of all, there aren't that many people, so if you want a large operation to deliver mail, whether it's the post office or whether it's UPS, you're going to have untrustworthy people. You put things in place to prevent that, but at the end of the day, don't mail $10,000 or $8,000 in cash, because that's just stupid.
Yes. Right, but my point was, you know, if somebody wants to avoid a bank fee or they want to avoid, you know, some tax on money being sent... You know, there is a way to avoid it.
The best way is Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the way to avoid it, because then you don't have to trust the money to any third party. Bitcoin is a decentralized cryptocurrency that is secure and unhackable and can't be stopped by the government. The government doesn't even know that you have it unless you tell them that you have it in a lot of cases, unless, of course, you're buying it through some exchange that's reporting to the government.
Right.
But ultimately, there are ways to get Bitcoin and have it off the books. And further, if you were to go and buy, if you're a Mexican worker who wants to send money down to your family, there's no tax on buying Bitcoin. You can go to another human being. You can go to the exchange. You can even register for an exchange account and get that. They're still not taxing the purchase of Bitcoin. So you can buy the Bitcoin that you want, and then you can just send it out of the country to whoever you want, and it's there in, you know, an instant, basically,
right.
And it's confirmed and verified within 10 or 20 minutes. So it's really as far as the Bitcoin price is concerned, Bitcoin, I think, would have gone up if it turned out that Trump was actually going to tax remittances to Mexico, because that
yes.
would have created the incentive for all these Mexican workers who are sending money back home to find another way around. Because already it's an imposition to have to pay the Western Union and MoneyGram fees and then to have some ridiculous U.S. government tax applied to that.
Right. And so, well, let's look at another scenario here. Would Trump be taxing all remittances leaving the country or only those going to Mexico?
Now, he proposed only to Mexico.
Okay, so you find somebody in Guatemala
right.
to serve as your intermediary. You send it to the person in Guatemala. They send it to your relative in Mexico.
Okay,
and
that's,
boom,
that's
as far as Trump
sees,
it only goes to Guatemala.
That's a little unrealistic. The reason why you're up here working illegally and sending cash to your relatives in Mexico is because you're poor, not because you have international connections.
Well, some people do have international connections, or they know somebody that knows somebody.
Right, but the people
they
who you're
know
talking
a guy.
About, this is not at all realistic.
You're still talking about, some people are going to be able to do that, but they're going to have to find those connections. They're going to have to pay for those connections. It's going to increase the cost. Either way, you know, to have a courier from Guatemala go into Mexico, it's going to increase the cost for sure. Or to send the money twice or whatever. So it would have driven a lot of business into Bitcoin. But that's not what's going to happen now because the plan has changed. Now they're talking about...
The plan always changes.
Yeah, but they usually wait until after they actually get in to change the plan.
Well, I mean, he's in at this point. It's a done deal. He just hasn't gotten through the inauguration.
Right.
Which happens in, what, 11
Well, right, but you can't prove that he's lying at this point. So there's no reason for him to admit that he lied.
Well, it's... So, if he intended to deceive, then, that's definitely a lie. But if he could always say that that was his intention to tax the remittances, but then he learned that that wouldn't be possible, and so he had to change the plan.
Yeah, but how'd he learn it yet? Like, he's not in, so it just makes no sense.
Because he's been having briefings for the last month and a half.
I would like to have heard, heard the reason why they couldn't do the remittance tax.
Probably because what I was thinking in my head of if you're going to tax remittances, then you've got to tax everything leaving the U.S. There's
Otherwise
not a way
discrimination.
To... No, I'm thinking there might not be a way to easily target the ones that are going specifically
They would force Western Union and MoneyGram to modify their system to where anything that's targeting a Mexican destination would apply a tax. They would just force them to do that.
Okay, but what about the banks that are also doing transfers?
Wiring money down there, you mean?
Because banks are completely unregulated.
Well, they could force the banks. Maybe that's why the pushback. Maybe the banks didn't want to do that because the banks are making big money on that.
That's what I'm saying. There might not have been a feasible way to do what he wanted.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's feasible, just whether or not the banks wanted to do it. I bet they didn't. Free talk
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, The service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you here. You can join us toll free. Maybe you want to talk about the proposed border wall, which they do appear to be interested in moving ahead with, unfortunately. I wish the whole promise would have been broken. You know, like, just not do it at all. That'd be great.
Well, but he might have not got around to breaking that promise yet. I mean, we've been promised this for since I can remember.
You mean the Trump border wall or just a border
wall
in general?
Well, a border wall in general.
Right, because I remember back in the 90s when Clinton wanted to build some kind of fence thing.
Oh, so it was it's going to be a bipartisan effort then, maybe?
No.
Well, that was back in the 90s.
No, it's always partisan.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the Republicans oppose things that the Democrats want, and the Democrats oppose things that the Republicans want.
So now the Democrats are going to oppose a border wall when they supported it in the 90s, you think?
Pretty much, yeah.
So we'll get back into that story here. You can join us
just
as well.
Just like how Republicans opposed the insurance mandate when it was proposed by Obama, but they supported it when it was Newt Gingrich's idea as a rebuttal to Hillary Care.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Well, right now you can get 50% off of the regular prices for web hosting over at HostGator. Maybe you want to start up your own blog or website. Maybe you want to share your opinions about the world's ridiculousness on your own website. You can do that at HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. And that gets you 50. That's 50% off their regular prices. Plus, HostGator offers simple one-click easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get a 99.99% uptime rating, and you don't have to worry about outages. So go and get that special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners like you at HostGator.com/FTL. We'll get back into more of Trump. Plus, coming up, Melanie's going to tell us about France banning spanking and more. We'll get into that story. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go first to Greg. He's in Brooklyn, New York. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, everyone. Hey. I wanted to ask you guys about, I sometimes call in with this argument about why there should be wealth redistribution. And I think...
Why? What now? You kind of faded out a moment there.
Ooh, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to make the argument that wealth redistribution can actually increase liberty as opposed to decreasing it.
Wealth redistribution. Now, are you talking about forced wealth redistribution or
He's
voluntary?
He's always talking
about
forced wealth redistribution.
I just
want to
clarify.
Okay.
I mean, so how is it that using force on people is going to increase liberty?
Because in the current system and in every system, including if there was anarcho-capitalist utopia, force would be used. It would either be used to protect private property and evict people that can't pay their rent, as it is now, or it would be used to collect taxes, let's say tax people 10% of their income, which is also done now.
Either so it would either be...
Whoa, where are they only taxing 10% of people's income?
I mean, sure, say 50%.
Yeah, because it's closer to 40, but yeah. In
but
the States,
the number is not the relevant part.
And you're an accountant by trade, by the way,
yeah.
Melanie.
Right, and I agree that the amount of theft is not what's relevant. The fact that there is theft is what is relevant.
Well, it's relevant, especially if we're talking about practical arguments, because if I steal 1 cent from you, that's a lot different practically, the effects of it, than if I steal $10,000 from you. They're both theft, but they will affect your life differently.
Right, and I agree with Melanie. I mean, I think the numbers do, in fact, matter. But remember, there's two arguments here. One's a moral argument, which is that it's immoral to initiate force in the first place. And then there's the practical argument. I'm more interested in the consequentialist practical argument, but just right away to head off the moral argument, there's force either way.
There's a difference, though.
Well, wait a minute, I'm not opposed to force. I'm opposed to initiatory force.
Right. So if somebody violates their contract, you gave the example of a renter being kicked out of their house. If somebody violates a contract that they chose to enter by not paying rent or destroying the property or whatever the reason is that they need to get out, then it's completely within the owner's purview to use whatever force is necessary to remove someone who is not going to leave on their own, as they had contractually agreed to do. That's completely different than just going up and putting a gun to someone's head and saying, you need to give me money so I can give it to the people that I think need it.
Okay, so we've said this before. If, I have a business and I want to do business in a certain state or jurisdiction, like a city, and I refuse to pay taxes, well then, I've signed a contract with the city that I do business within the city, and then I don't honor
I've
that.
I've never signed a contract
I've
with the city.
I've never even seen a contract that said that.
Most people consider the business license to be a contract.
You don't sign a business license. They just send you a bill and you pay them.
I've never asked for a business license to do any of the stuff I've done in my entire life.
Okay, so then we go back to the example of the person who was born in an apartment, never signed anything, but happened to be there already. And they grew up, inherited from their parents because they sadly died, and now this person can live rent-free because they've never signed a contract.
No, right. Generally when you inherit something, your name then goes on to that lease.
But you can't pass down something you don't own. So if the parents are renting, they can't leave the apartment that they don't own to the kid.
No, they didn't leave the kid anything. The kid is just there. He never left. The kid never left. The kid was born.
Okay, so you're saying he has no contract with the person who owns the apartment, then he has
correct.
No right to be
he's
there.
He's a squatter, basically.
Well, we're going back. Look, if I was born in a city, I never entered the city. If every city had a contract that in order to enter the city, you must be an immigrant, you must pay, just like, there's a border wall we're talking about right now. If every state had a border wall, then in order to come into the state, boom, you sign the contract. Otherwise, you cannot be in the state. The only people who would not have a contract are people who are born in the state and who never left. Right? It's like the guy in the apartment. It's just a larger area.
All right, but the situation you have now is where an entity is trading things that it doesn't actually own. So if I go steal a bunch of stuff and sign a contract with the owners and some other people to buy it back from me, that's not a valid contract. It's arguably not a contract at all because I can't sell you what I don't own. Cities, jurisdictions, states, countries don't own anything.
Okay, so if you have private property, right? Let's start with that. And then you aggregate with other people voluntarily. You have a neighborhood. And now you don't allow people to move into your neighborhood unless they agree not to play loud music.
That's fine, but that's not what a cover-in is.
Because
what you're describing does exist.
You're describing a neighborhood association.
Yeah, and those exist. And most places, they're voluntary. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But that's so not a government.
But nobody stole anything. And now you've got a piece of land which can pass laws within that area because they've all voluntarily agreed.
Well, you have a piece of land that's co-owned is what you have.
Sure. And that's
right. And he's claiming that the entire country is co-owned by 310 million people.
But that's not how it happened.
Right. But that's not how it happened.
Well, hold on, Greg. I'm going to take Greg's side, play a little devil's advocate here on you, Melanie, because you said that when you were talking about the ownership idea of government, that government can't own things, right, is what you're saying, that they're illegitimate. They have an illegitimate claim to all of the things that they have, right? Like, they definitely, is that what you're saying?
There are probably some really small exceptions to that. Like, I would say that they legitimately own donated library books, although I could argue against that if I really felt like it.
So would they own donated land, too, in that case? Because, like, the whole Robin Hood Park here in Keene was actually donated to them by, believe it or not, by somebody in their trust or their will. But the argument, I think, could be that, well, you may not believe in the validity of the state and its ownership of things, but isn't most of ownership possession and the ability to defend that possession? And doesn't the government have the ability
as
to both
say,
possess?
Possession is nine-tenths of the law.
Of the law, not of the NAP.
The NAP being the non-aggression principle. But hold on, Greg. We'll continue the discussion here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I agree with you, Melanie, that the government is a criminal organization, so therefore it cannot legally own things that it has taken by force from people. Unfortunately, I think we're in the minority on that particular viewpoint.
855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up here, and you can take control of the airwaves.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. And you may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. We'll come back to Donald Trump and the border wall promise that's already been broken, and he hasn't even been sworn in yet. So we'll tell you more about that. Unfortunately, they're not breaking the entire promise, which is that to say that they still intend to build a wall. It's just that they're going to make American taxpayers pay for it instead of Mexico. So I was hoping they would break the entire promise because I really don't like the idea
They still have 4 years left to do that.
Well, I don't like the idea of having a Great Wall of America. I think it's going to be a huge detriment to our freedoms and the economy, especially down south.
Yes.
As well. But we can get back into that. We've got Greg on the line. We're going to bring him back on to talk about wealth redistribution, forced wealth redistribution, and why he's going to tell us why he believes that will mean more liberty. So I'm interested in hearing that. Also, you can get your online shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You log into Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just get your shopping done through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. Shop.freetalklive.com. Greg is back on here in Brooklyn. Now, I realize we strayed from the purpose of your call. We ended up talking about property and, you know, whether or not government can legitimately own things, and that's, I think, a topic that's up for debate. But you were calling about wealth redistribution, so I want to make sure you get to your thoughts there.
Right. Yeah, I'd love to talk about the wealth redistribution and just really quickly about this whole theft thing. I mean, I think I use definitions that are everyday definitions and based in how the world is. And I think a lot of times voluntarists use a little bit hyperbolic definitions, say that everything is theft, taxation is theft, people have guns to your head, to prove a point, which is how the world should be. But the world is messy. It's not perfect. You probably reside on land today that was stolen or taken somewhere where a Native American tribe was living there earlier. So does that mean you can never sell your land now? Obviously, there's got to be a practical way to deal with it, you know. So let me get back to wealth redistribution. I define freedom in a practical way. I say it's the amount of acceptable choices that you have. So, for example, a person that has three kids, needs to feed them, has a dead-end job. Let's say they're an Uber driver. Not a dead-end job yet, but it will be in a few years when self-driving cars appear.
Then it's probably not a good job to base three kids on.
Well, I mean, it's their choice. You know, this is what they could get. So they're an Uber driver. They have three kids, three mouths to feed. maybe it's a man who has a wife, three kids. Now, this person has switching costs. It takes time to go to college, get some other degree, do something. This person is constantly risking getting nothing and losing, and basically, let's say there's no safety net. Let's say there's only charities, right? So this person,
and savings.
Well,
unless you have hyperinflation, you have savings, or you have it as an option, at least, unless there's hyperinflation.
I mean, you're an accountant. Most middle-class America today, the savings are wiped out. Most people don't have savings.
Yeah, because they spend money on stupid stuff.
Well, regardless of the reason, the reality is many people don't have the savings. Right?
Yes, I agree that most people make stupid decisions. I agree with that.
Fine. I mean,
so let's put those stupid people in charge of other people's money. That'll work out really well.
Let's not get away from the topic. I mean, they could be orphans. They could be someone that got a disease. Whatever it is, it could be beyond their control. My point is that there's millions of people in America that are forced through poverty to not have much. It's not much choice to say to them, listen, you have a choice. You could just stop feeding your kids. I mean, whatever. The kids could be homeless. They're not going to die from being homeless. Like, you don't have to pay.
I don't think the kids are ever going to die because there's a very high demand for kids.
Right, exactly. I mean, but that's not a real acceptable choice today. It might have been, actually.
I think a real acceptable choice is to not have kids you can't afford. Or, like, if you literally can't feed your kids, you probably shouldn't be having them.
Maybe that's true, but the kids are already there.
Yeah, and the kids will be fine. Because you know what? A Lamborghini is not going to sit there and rot. Somebody's going to take care of it. They might want to be the one to drive it if they have to take care of it, but the Lamborghini is going to be okay. The owners might not be.
So you're saying
kids like a Lamborghini?
In that scenario, yeah.
Somebody's always going to want to take care of a kid. They
sure.
will go without to provide for that kid.
Yeah. The kid's going to be fine, because that's the threat that leftists especially, and I'm not saying you are, but statists, and especially leftists, try to make, is the kids are going to die. The kids are not going to die. The kids will be fine.
I'm just giving an example, right? The person themselves could die, right? The person could run out of food themselves. I'm just trying to give an example.
Well, America's one of the most well-fed nations in the world. I mean, that's why there's such a problem with obesity in the United States, because there's plenty of food. I mean, the amount of wasted food here is absolutely tremendous. Just go and look in any dumpster behind a grocery store, for instance. So, look, all the fear-mongering is what you're doing here, is using these scary stories to justify forced wealth redistribution. You want to force people to support people who've made bad choices, and ultimately, there are plenty of people who are charitable, and I don't know why people believe that charity is such a bad thing or that it wouldn't handle problems like this that come up. It absolutely would, because people are compassionate, and if you don't believe that, then that's a problem with you and your belief in your fellow man.
Not everybody that's in poverty is there because of bad choices. Some of them are there because of circumstance,
sure.
because governments
Illness.
Have... you know, hindered them from starting their own business.
Well, right, and that does happen, but if we're talking about the states, that's the exception. But it does happen. It does.
I mean, there's millions of people today that are in poverty, record number. And in fact, there are charities. There's a City Harvest that redistributes some food from the stores that would throw it out, and it has to be funded by charity dollars. There are, in fact, food stamps.
Okay, the government causes that problem because until people got sued for doing that, they gave their, like, leftover food to homeless people and poor people and food banks and stuff like that. That's a government problem. That's not a people problem.
We just reported on a story last night in Tampa, Florida, where police are arresting Food Not Bombs activists for feeding homeless people. So, again, you've got the government standing in the way of charitable giving and charitable caring.
Anecdotally, yes. My simple point, I was just defining the word freedom, which is the amount of...
Anecdotally? Choice. Are you saying that I'm only giving, you know, there's only one example of this, or there's plenty of examples of this? What do you mean by anecdotally, yes?
I mean versus systemically.
No, it's a systemic problem. The government gets in the way of charities. The government gets in the way of people trying to help. I remember.
And it's a standard occurrence for activists to wind up getting arrested for feeding homeless people in Florida.
Do you have any idea how much food restaurants in America throw away on a daily basis?
Of course.
There is no reason for them to do that. They would give all that food away and get the PR points for that if the government did not prevent them from doing so. Why would they throw it away when they could say, look at us, we fed 1,000 homeless people today, because the government stops them. This happens daily.
What you're saying is, before the food stamp program was SNAP program was created, before Social Security, people actually had better. The elderly were better off. Hungry people were better off. And the food didn't rot on the field of the farms, because there was always a market way to get the food to the people. It just didn't somehow. It was better. And then they put the food stamps in there.
If you want food to rot on the field, put the government in charge of it. Go look at Venezuela. Thanks for the call tonight, Greg. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. How about the story? I forget if it was John Stossel, but maybe one of you have seen this. It's been years, but there was a story I saw, like a television news report package thing, where there was a charity that was started by folks who were making sandwiches. They wanted to make sandwiches for homeless people, and they were making it in their, like, family kitchen or whatever. And, whoa, we can't have that. There's regulations on preparing food, and we need to make sure you're working
You've got to have, like, an industrial kitchen.
Right, you got to have, like, a vent hood and a $200,000, you know, stovetop or whatever. You know, there's all kinds of stupid, ridiculous requirements that they came to the state once the... It's fine to make the sandwiches as long as the state doesn't know about it. But as soon as the state became aware of this charitable operation, then they swooped in and, you know, took these folks out and basically raised the cost to the point where they couldn't afford to do this anymore. Well, luckily, a church who had the proper permits or whatever for a, you know, the kind of kitchen that they would need stepped up and said, hey, you can come in here and you can do that here. But it just gives you an example of how the state stands in the way of people and their attempts to be compassionate towards one another.
Yeah, and I'm reminded of, and I wish I could pull it up verbatim, but there's a place in New York where they had posted a sign on their deli saying, due to regulation, blah, 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 we will no longer put the cream cheese on the bagel for you, but we will provide cream cheese, and you can put the cream cheese on the bagel yourself because there's certain taxes and this and that,
yep,
and all kinds of weird regulations about putting cream cheese on a flipping bagel.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Look, if you don't trust that people are good and want to take care of one another, we can't really have a conversation because you're the kind of person who wants to force people to do things. Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.